In just a minute, the news in five lines of rhyming verse. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paul, listen as Carl and I recreate an interview shown on TV in New York earlier this week. I will take the role of investigative reporter Dominic Carter. Marijuana?
Yes.
Cocaine?
Yes.
You've used cocaine?
I'd say I was about 22, 23. I tried it a few times, yes.
So who continued his confessional tour of New York State this week?
Would that be Barack Obama?
No.
Well, then I'm not voting for him. Whoever it is can't even hold a candle to Elliot Spitzer.
That's true. Well, actually, that's kind of the point. He's trying not to hold a candle to Elliot. He's trying to say, as far as I went, I didn't go as far as Elliot Spitzer.
Is this Patterson?
It is. It's David Patterson,
right.
The new governor of New York.
Look at me pulling it out.
We understand the appeal of getting things off your chest, but this is getting silly. Last week, during his first official press conference, newly installed New York Governor David Patterson admitted to multiple extramarital affairs. This week, drug use. Basically, the governor admitted to ingesting every drug from black tar heroin to Flintstones vitamins. Next week, according to his schedule, he's planning on copping to illegal gambling, arms dealing, dumping toxic waste into the Hudson, and kidnapping the Lindbergh baby. Kiri, the state of Massachusetts has 114 schools that are labeled as underperforming. So according to the Boston Globe, the State Board of Education, working on the problem of these underperforming schools, spent three meetings trying to figure out what?
Oh, dear. To figure out what underperforming means?
Close. They know what it means. You don't want to make them feel bad.
Oh, how to break it to them?
You're very close.
I'm very close, but not close enough.
It's not breaking it to them. It's like letting everybody else know. They're concerned about how to do that.
How to announce this? How to do the publicity? How to do the press release?
Close. Well, I think I'll just give it to you because you're so close. They're looking for a nicer term than
underperforming.
Seems so harsh.
Underperforming is about as nice as it gets when you're underperforming.
Isn't underperforming a nice word for crappy?
Well, yeah. There.
Yeah, or failed, or like really screwing up.
Randolph School Chairman Larry Azar, Randolph being a town in Massachusetts, the school chairman there said, when schools are labeled as underachieving, I don't see what it serves other than to just call them out, which we thought was the point. The Board of Ed in Massachusetts is now considering other options for failing schools, including Priority 1, special schools, very, very special schools, and doing their gosh darn best, just like the government of Iraq.
What about teaching unabled?
You know, those are the ones that the real estate agent says, you know, you say, is this a good school? You say, good enough for your kids.
Paul, we are so proud this week that our favorite stupid criminal story happened in our hometown of Chicago. An 18-year-old man attempted to rob a muffler shop at gunpoint, but was told that the safe was locked and only the manager, who was not there, could open it. So what did he do?
When the manager gets here, tell him to call me so I can come and rob the safe.
That's exactly what he did. He gave them his cell phone number.
It's the Chicago way.
It is. He gave him his cell phone number because he had some errands to run. He didn't want to be tied to the phone at home. And he said, call me, and when the guy gets back, and
well,
we'll pick this up, you know.
That muffler shop is known for their customer service.
It's true, right. So the guys in the shop called 911 instead, and then the robber, you know, then the robber got the call. Hey, the manager's back, so, you know, come over now. He really returned, and he was somewhat surprised, we assumed, to find some different-looking guys standing around the muffler shop. Well, no matter. So he started waving his gun around, and the plainclothes cops shot him in the leg. He's fine. So he says he knows what he did wrong. He should have just asked them to text him.